What do you think of the idea of a desalination plant in Lytton as opposed to the Traveston Dam?
The plant out here, it doesn't really worry me there because you're in a sort of a commercial area and that sort of thing. But I still think the dam would be a better idea. I mean, looking at what's happened down the Gold Coast, there's it's a white elephant and it doesn't seem to be working. So why build two more? Why waste the money on that? It's better off putting it into something that's going to be there forever.
What about you? Desalination plants? A good idea?
No, not really, because a couple of years ago I was down on the Gold Coast and they watched them building it. I was on holidays and it's all rusted away now. All that money went down for nothing. I like to see them bring the water down from the north along the railway line. I reckon it would be much cheaper and it's always water up at north.
The Premier, Anna Bligh, has admitted that there are problems at Tjugen, and she said we need to learn from them for the next couple of desal plants. Do you think the government can get it right in the future?
I don't know. I mean, we're just wasting money. We wasted so much money the last couple of years. I don't know if we can afford it.
Peter Garrett has now ruled out the dam, basically. So Anna Bligh is saying we need to move forward with desalination plants. Are you happy to pay more for water? Given that we have to pay for desal plants now?
No. Why should we pay more for the water? I mean, we pay our fees and our taxes and the money should go. We shouldn't have to keep forking it out. They're changing their mind all the time. They come up with one idea and it costs us a fortune. It's probably cost us a hell of a lot of money to set up for the Traverstine Dam, which I'm sure it has.
About $600 million.
Yeah, about $600. So that's just gone by the wayside now. So that's just wasted. And now the next thing will be they'll do studies on whether it's going to go at Hammond and whether it's going to go up at Markula. And then they might come down 6 months from now and say, oh, maybe it won't work. And so we're just wasting money. They need to pick a plan and stick with it and go with it because it's just wasting taxpayers' money all the time.
What do you think about the idea of a desalination plant in this area?
I guess any plant is going to create jobs of some sort, but it's also probably more pollution in the area. And
Well, the Federal Environment Minister has scrapped Traveston Dam because of environmental concerns. He wants to save the Murray River cod, turtle and lungfish. What do you think the environmental ramifications will be of a desal plant?
Well, I guess obviously if the Environmental Agency thinks it'll be less than that, then hopefully we're not harming any animals or anything along the way, but I don't know. It's creating three or four things that are producing, some kind of waste as opposed to just one.
We have to provide a sustainable water supply for southeast Queensland. How do you weigh up the environmental costs, the financial costs versus a water supply for local residents?
Well, I definitely think there should be a water supply. I think the need for that kind of outweighs the rest of, the pollution, the costs, because everyone needs water.
You've spoken to other people in your local community. What do they think about the Traveston Dam versus a desal plant?
I think I found most of them are in favour of the dam as opposed to the plants. Energy and water has to come from somewhere, and there's obviously going to be a price to pay, but most of them are in favour of the dam as opposed to the plants.
What do you think about the idea of a desalination plant in Lytton?
No.
Well, that's a pretty simple answer. Why not?
Oh, well, what they're talking about, putting it down on the luggage point and that, weren't they?
I don't know if the final location has been decided, but this area has been proposed. How do you think it would impact the local area?
Well, I can't see it being much use right here in this area. We've got enough rubbish and that. We can't get anything done to our ramps. We can't get nothing done. All they do is put the rates up and the rents up.
But you need water to live. Do you think we need to figure out a plan to get water from somewhere?
Oh, yes. That's a good idea that way. But
do you support the dam over desalination plants?
Yes, my word.
You've been out fishing this morning. What impact do you think a desalination plant would have on the water here?
Well, I've got no idea, but it shouldn't have any. Let's say do it. We need water.
So you completely support the idea of desal plants?
Yep.
Was it the right decision to scrap the Traveston Dam?
Nope.
I'm not concerned about the desal plant down this area. All of the nonsense that I hear about the Tjugen plant, it's just nonsense. If you know what the process is, we're not introducing anything nasty into the waste. It's only salt and sediment. So I really can't see why everybody's getting excited about it. The only question I'd have over it is it's going to be an expensive process compared to a dam. If we had have gone with the dam option, not necessarily Traveston. I don't think it's a particularly good place to build a dam, not from the concern of the endangered species, but more from the fact that it's such a shallow and large area. The evaporation is you know, it's going to be pretty high for that sort of thing. But I really think of dams are the best way, but if you can't do the dams because of other departments and authorities, we've got to get the water from somewhere, and desal works. It's just unfortunate that we don't have any heavy industry around here. You could get your water not from desalination, from distillation, from waste energy, from any of the big industries around the place, but they don't have any in them anymore.